It's 7:05. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Susan Cooper in 1977 wrote a great piece that the Rebels does every year. So the shortest day came and the year died, and everywhere down the centuries of the snow-white world came people singing, dancing, to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. And when the New Year's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, reveling. Through all the frosty ages, you can hear them echoing behind us. Just listen. All the long echoes sing the same delight. This shortest day, as promise wakens in the sleeping land, they carol, feast, give thanks, and dearly love their friends, and hope for peace. And so do we, here, now, this year, and every year. Welcome, Yule. Thank you.
December's winds were still in the month of snowing. As the world fell dark one night, springtime's hope was growing. Then one rose tree blossomed new, one sweet flower on it grew. Ah, the row, row, rose of the tree, tree, tree. Ah, the rose of the tree, ah, the rose tree blooming, sweet the perfume. Darkness fell at night, bringing sweet reposing. All the land was hid from sight, sleep our eyes was closing. Suddenly there came a gleam from the sky, a wondrous beam. Oh, the star, 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 oh, the light, light, light. Oh, the star, oh, the light, oh, the starlight glowing, brightness ever grows. And love come in to our celebration. When the holy child was born on this glad occasion, if we have no gifts to bring, raise an anthem to our King. With a joy, 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 with a full, 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 with a joy, with a full, with a joyful singing to the heavens ringing. December's winds were still in the month of snowing. As the world fell dark one night, springtime's hope was growing. Then one rose tree blossomed new, one sweet flower on it grew. Ah, the row, row, rose of the tree, tree, tree. Ah, the rose of the tree, ah, the rose tree blooming, sweet the ever. Ah, the row, row, rows of the tree, tree, tree. Ah, the rows of the tree, ah, the rose tree blooming, sweet the ever.
Hello. second part is la 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 la. Let's do that.
La 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 la.
Good. Let's do the whole chorus.
La 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 la.
And that was the voice of the Turtle with Hanukkah from their fine album, A Circle of Fire, a Hanukkah concert live. I have to say that I'm not even sure Titanic Records is still in business. This album was put out in 1987, so yeah. Quite impossibly you can find it streaming somewhere. Before that, Noel Sing We Clear gave us Cold December from Bidding You Joy, and Voice of the Turtle again gave us Ocho Candelicas. I first heard that song from Flory Chakota, who did a great deal to popularize the Judeo-Spanish traditions of Bosnia. And before that, we started off with Horse Lips, gave us three pieces from Drive the Cold Winter Away, The Piper in the Meadow Straying, Drive the Cold Winter Away, Thompson's, and Cottage in the Grove. So I don't think it's any surprise for most people to realize that the winter solstice and Hanukkah practically come together. Also on December 21st, it's the Feast of St. Thomas the Apostle, called Doubting Thomas. He's the patron of carpenters and masons, and has several rhymes for that day. St. Thomas Gray, St. Thomas Gray, the longest night and the shortest day. St. Thomas goes too soon away, then your gooding we do pray. Please to remember St. Thomas's day. All over England, poor women and children went Thomasing today for Christmas goodenings, especially wheat for frumenty and flour for Yule bread. And on this day, the sheriffs of York proclaimed the Christmas amnesty for petty criminals in these words: "We command that the peace of our Lord the King be well kept by night and day, but that all manner of whores, thieves, dice players, and other unthrifty folk be welcomed to the city, whether they come late or early, at the reverence of the high feast of Yule, till the 12 days be past." And hopefully, people now know that the 12 days of Christmas start immediately after Christmas with Boxing Day. December the 22nd, the sun enters the house of Capricorn. December the 23rd, observe the day on which Christmas falls and the weather. This year, it is on Wednesday, and it's a proclaim that the winter be naughty and hard, the summer very good. Young people and cattle shall die sore. And this comes from the Knowledge of Things Unknown of 1729. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, put up decorations, light the Christmas candle, and bring in the Yule log. Herrix Hesperides says, "Come bring with a noise, my merry, merry boys, the Christmas log to the firing. With the last year's brand, light the new block, and for good success in his spending. On your psalteries play, that sweet luck may come while the log is attending." The Yule log or Christmas brand must never be bought, but should be given, found, or taken from your own property. It should not be brought in until today, and should be lit at dusk using a fragment of last year's log. It should then burn at least all night, or if possible throughout the coming 12 days of Christmas, without going out, though it may be extinguished. The piece kept to light next year's log will protect the house from fire. The Christmas candle should preferably be red and should be big enough to light the evening meal on each of the next 12 days. It must never blow out accidentally. December the 25th, Christmas Day, the birthday in Latin, Dies Natalis of our Lord. Nolog in Gaelic and Nadlig in Welsh. At Christmas be merry and thankful with all, and feast thy poor neighbors, the great with the small. Yea, all the year long to the poor let us give God's blessing to follow us while we do live. And that's from Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573. December the 26th is Boxing Day, St. Stephen's Day, the first day of Christmas, when it was also a tradition to hunt the wren. December the 27th was St. John's Day, the second day of Christmas. Observe the weather. Be careful how much Christmas chocolate you eat. December the 28th was the Holy Innocents Day, or Childermas, the third day of Christmas, and reckoned to be the unluckiest day of the year. And that's because this day honors the Bethlehem children, 2 years old and under, who were slaughtered by Herod in an attempt to eliminate the infant Jesus. December the 29th, St. Thomas of Canterbury's Day, the fourth day of Christmas. Wassailing is now in full swing. December 30th, the fifth day of Christmas, perform Christmas mumming plays and seek cures for excessive wassailing. December the 31st, New Year's Eve or Hogmanay, the sixth day of Christmas, in which we wish you all, both great and small, a happy new year. January brings the midwinter month, named after the double-faced Roman god Janus, who looks back towards the old and forward to the new year. And in Anglo-Saxon, this was also reckoned as Yule, the month of Yule. January the 1st and New Year's Day, the 7th day of Christmas, everything you do today will influence your luck in the coming year. And January 2nd, the 8th day of Christmas, guard your health and allay disorders caused by New Year's celebrations. January 3rd, the 9th day of Christmas, observe the weather, which should be seasonably cold now, since a mild January must be paid for later. And January 4th, the 10th day of Christmas, make your cake for Twelfth Night. And all of this information can be found in the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. But it's time for some more music. So let's hear one more from Voice of the Turtle.
Thank you.
All grand and all bright was that wonderful night when the angels to Bethlehem came. They burst forth like fire and struck their gold lyre, and they mingled their songs with the flame. The shepherds amazed and the little lambs gazed as darkness was turned into light. No voice was then heard from man, beast, nor bird. So sudden and solemn the sight. And then when the sound re-echoed around the hills and the dales all awoke, the moon and the stars stopped their fiery cars, and they listened while Gabriel spoke. I bring you, said he, from a glorious dream, a message both gladsome and good. A Savior has come to this world unknown, and he lies in a manger of wood. At mention of this, the source of all bliss, the angels sang loudly and long. They soared to the sky beyond mortal eye, but they left us the words of their song. All glory to God, who laid down his rod to smile on the world through his Son. So peace be on earth for this glorious birth. Such wonderful conquests as won, then goodwill to man, our lives but a span, our souls are so sinful and vile. So pray, all ye pray, but let Christmas Day bring a tear as well as a smile.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Villagers, all this frosty tide, let your doors swing open wide. The wind may follow and snow beside, yet draw us in by your fire to bide.
Joy shall be yours,
joy shall be yours,
joy shall be yours in the morning.
Joy shall be yours,
joy shall be yours,
joy shall be yours in the morning.
Here we stand in the cold and sleet, blowing fingers and stamping feet. Come from far away, you to greet, you by the fire and we in the stream.
Bidding you joy,
bidding you joy,
bidding you joy in the morning.
Bidding you joy,
bidding you joy,
bidding you joy in the morning.
Ere one half of the night was gone, sudden a star has led us on, raining bliss and benison, bliss tomorrow and more anon.
Joy,
joy,
joy every morning.
Joy,
joy,
joy
every morning.
And Joseph toiled through the snow, saw the star o'er a stable low. Mary, she might not further go, welcome thatch and litter below.
Joy was hers,
joy was hers,
joy was hers in the morning.
Joy was hers,
joy was hers,
joy was hers in the morning.
Then they heard the angels tell, who were the first to cry Noel. Animals all as it befell, in the stable where they did dwell.
Joy shall be theirs,
joy shall be theirs,
joy shall be theirs in the morning.
Joy shall be theirs,
joy shall be theirs,
joy shall be theirs in the morning. Joy shall be yours in the morning.
A one, a one, two, three, and. In your window tonight, I can hear the music loud and clear. While I'm walking down the street, see the flashing lights of Christmas cheer, blinking to the beat. Where that party at? Right here, 'cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah, baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big bulbs. Baby, you got them big bulbs. Baby, you got them big bulbs flashing in your window tonight. We get so excited when we see all the pretty lights, red, yellow, purple, white, and green. Christmas delight, where's that party at? Right here, 'cause we wanna get down tonight. Oh yeah, baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones. Baby, you got them big bones flashing in your window tonight.
This is the story of the very first song. It is a true story, as all stories are, if you believe in them. This story begins a long, long time ago, when the earth and sun gave birth to the first beings, the very first plants and animals and people. It was springtime, and the sun shone warm and bright from his high perch above, and Earth, proud mother that she was, held and fed her newborns and relished them with tenderness and love. It was a time of joy. It was a time of great delight. The moon waxed and waned time and again in the night sky, and the children of the Earth grew well and strong through summertime. They played and danced, and Earth and Sun watched over them. Then autumn came, and the Earth began to sleep much longer every day. She grew tired and pale. She could no longer feed her children, and had no strength to grow new life. High above, the Sun grew distant, and took longer to return each morn. The nights grew longer, and cold winds blew where none had blown before. And then, one day, Earth went to sleep and never did wake up. She wrapped herself in a blanket of snow and rested her tired head on pillows of dried leaves, and she did not wake up. Her children could do nothing to rouse her from her slumber. They prodded her, they called to her, but she would not awaken. In the sky, the sun was nowhere to be seen, and the children of the earth felt fear, and also felt despair. This was the longest night that they had ever known. What shall become of us? They pondered. Earth Mother sleeps, and Father Sun is oh so far away that we can barely see him in the sky. He is much too far to hear our call. What shall we do? So they brought their questions and their fears to the moon, the sister of the sun, for they knew not where else to turn. She closed her eyes and took a slow, deep breath, and looked within herself, and awoke thoughts that had never been awakened until then. She opened her soft eyes, then said, When hope is lost, the best way to get it back is with a song. Climb you the tallest trees, the biggest hills, the highest mountains, and you'll a song to reach the sun. Now, Yule is a word from one of the most ancient tongues. It is related to words like yell or yodel, and it means to call out in a song. But the first beings had never heard a song, so once again, they sought the moon's advice. How shall we Yule? They asked. How shall we sing a song? Take the best of what you have, she said, the best of what you are. Take what you love, take what you cherish most. Take your joys, your dreams, your fondest hopes, and weave them all together in a sound. And so they did. They climbed atop the tallest trees, the mountains and the hills. They stood in all the places that would bring them closest to the sun. They shut their eyes and thought and felt the best of thoughts and feelings and dreamt the finest dreams. And as they did, their voices rang and made a bridge of song across the sky to reach the distant sun. He heard and turned and smiled and wrapped himself in all his light and warmth and sped to where the Yuling voices called. As he drew near, the sleeping earth did stir and dreamed a dream of spring. The wheel of life made its first round, and hope and joy prevailed. And ever since, that time of year has been called Yule, in honor of the song. But the first song did not end. It had such power, such eldritch allure, that the first beings kept singing it throughout. And then the second beings born of the earth took up the song, as did the third. And so it ever since has gone, through seasons and through years, until this very day. At times, the song is very soft, and scarcely can be heard above the din and clatter of our lives. But when Yule comes, it rises and it swells in memory of that night when the sun heard, and light and life were spared. And so do we, upon this longest night, gather with those we love and who love us, and stand upon the body of slumbering earth, and light the log with last year's coal, and lift our voices soaring to the sun, and join the song that first was sung so very long ago. We sing our thanks to those who went before, and sing our fondest wish to those who come behind. We bask in the returning light of reawakened hope, and welcome Yule.
La 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 la, tis the season, everybody's got la la, fa la 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 la, tis the season. We've got to be jolly. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la. Y'all have a very merry Christmas and a very prosperous New Year. Y'all here? And Santa Baby, please, it would do me so much good if you would just leave me a 5-pound box of money under my Christmas tree wrapped in a red ribbon.
And that is the inimitable Katie Webster with Deck the Halls with Boogie Woogie. Before that, we heard Mother Tongue giving us the first song from This Winter's Night. Prior to that was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with Big Bulbs. Noel Sing We Clear gave us a Villagers All. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings gave us Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects. That's an original song by Sharon Jones. And that all started off with Noel Sing We Clear with the Worcestershire Carol. Mr. Buchert is in the studio and preparing for another fantastic Tears of the Gods.
It's a plastic sushi and we're celebrating the winter solstice.
It's a plastic sushi, and they're celebrating the winter solstice. We're going out of here with an appropriate song, the Winter Solstice Sunrise, back in 2 weeks, folks.